Vocalist, writer, and performer Robert Palmer passed away suddenly in September at the age of 54. But he left behind a legacy of music which was always varied and always interesting. His last album took a sharp turn in our direction, the blues. I'm Elwood Blues, Drive, Robert Palmer's last album and one of his last interviews, next time on your House of Blues Radio Hour.
It's the House of Blues Radio Hour.
The House of Blues Radio Hour is brought to us in part by the original Louisiana hot sauce. Look for the red dot.
Hey, I'm Elwood Blues, and this is your House of Blues Radio Hour. This past September, singer Robert Palmer crossed through the veil very suddenly at the age of 54. Though his career was cut short, it was a very productive one. Robert Palmer was best known as a pop singer. In the mid-1980s, he had a string of hits, including the number one, Addicted to Love. The legendary video for the song with the bored models pretending to be a rock band was a high watermark for the form. Robert Palmer was always an eclectic musician, exploring different styles of music and using his distinctive voice to make them his own. On his final album, released in the summer of 2003, well, he turned to the blues for inspiration. We actually interviewed him shortly after the album's release. And this week, we're going to share that interview with you and hear the results of his musical journey into the blues. Here he is, Robert Palmer.
These days, you know, you get a band together and you're rehearsing in your garage and you've been at it for 6 months. The MTV truck drives by and next week you're in the top 20. I've been on the road 10 years before I even took it seriously, and then 20 years to get my first hit. So I'm thankful for my experience that I didn't get all screwed up in my mind about success. You know, the music comes first. The horse has to pull the cart.
All right, two songs from the late, very talented Robert Palmer off his album Drive. We heard Hound Dog, the Elvis Presley hit. Done Here, More to Way, Big Mama Thornton first recorded it. Shows you what an archivist Palmer was. And before that, Mama Talk to Your Daughter. I'm Elwood Blues. This is the House of Blues Radio Hour. The music world was saddened this past September when Robert Palmer passed away unexpectedly. Shortly before that, I had the opportunity to speak with him about his life, his music, and his newborn fascination with the blues. He began by giving us a little background.
I was born in England, but after about 3 months, my dad, who was attached to the Navy, was posted to Malta, a small island in the Mediterranean. And then moved back to England, where I joined a band when I was 15, and I'm 54 now. I've been doing it ever since. Thing is, it's still a thrill.
Sir, who were your influences as a singer?
Well, when I was growing up in Malta, there was no television or movies. So the only music I heard was from the American Forces Network, actually, and collections people would bring in and swap. And so I didn't even see the record covers. So it was all fascinating to me because it was the only entertainment there was. And I gravitated towards Nat King Cole, Billie Holiday, Tin Pan Alley. That's what I grew up on. And my rejection of it, you know, like when you're a teenager, you reject all the music that your parents played as square and what have you.
Yeah.
And I went from that to Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, that kind of really hard-driving Stax, Atlantic, Motown. That was my kind of rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
I really liked, you know, Wilson Pickett, 99 and a half, just won't do.
Ah, great song from the great Wilson Pickett, 99 and a half, it just won't do. That was written by Steve Cropper, the colonel from the Blues Brothers band. The wicked Mr. Pickett was a major influence on Robert Palmer, who died suddenly this September. We spoke with him shortly after the release of what turned out to be his final recording. It was a blues-driven CD. The name of it was Drive, and I asked Robert Palmer about his experiences with blues music.
Strangely enough, despite the fact that this new Drive album is so full of, like, a blues approach, it's only a strange set of accidents that led me to do this album. The first was being invited to contribute a track to a Robert Johnson tribute album, and I had so much fun doing it, I thought I'd do some more work in that direction as kind of like a hobby in my living room. And I had no deadline, no budget, no record company. It was just a labor of love. And I've had the best reviews I've ever had from it. So it's a delight.
Sir, if you're going to come to the blues for the first time, I guess Robert Johnson's kind of a heavy place to start, huh?
Whoa, talk about jumping in at the deep end. I remember driving to the studio when I was going to cut that vocal, and I thought to myself, whoa, gee whiz, have I bitten off more than I can chew? And I got it in like 3 passes. It was there. So it was just really an inspiration to do the whole rest of the record.
Robert Palmer doing the Robert Johnson classic Milk Cow's Calf Blues. That is from the 2001 tribute to Robert Johnson on that Telarc label, Hellhound on My Trail. That album also features Taj Mahal and Susan Tedeschi, among other great blues artists. I'm Elwood. We are remembering Robert Palmer this week on the House of Blues Radio Hour. This is a man who was a very big pop singer. He came to the blues late, but he certainly did it honor. We're going to be back with more of my interview with Robert Palmer after these messages. We're back. House of Blues Radio Hour. I'm Elwood, and this is new music from the late Robert Palmer. A meaningful tune, Am I Wrong, written by our good friend Keb Moe and performed by Robert Palmer. That's from the CD that ended up being Mr. Robert Palmer's final album. It was called Drive. I'm Elwood, and we are paying tribute to this great artist this week on your House of Blues Radio Hour. In September, he passed on to the other side. I had the good fortune to speak with Mr. Palmer shortly after this album was released, and I asked him what attracted him to the music of Keb Moe.
He has the ability to syncopate between his singing and his playing at the same time. Most players merely accompany themselves. He actually orchestrates himself by playing against what he's doing, and it's a fabulous ability where he delivers the story and the melody, and he kind of makes the music for himself at the same time. But he has the ability to do it all in one pass. I mean, I wish I could do that.
Keb Moe, It Hurts Me Too. That was taken from Keb Moe's contribution to the original artist CD, which accompany Martin Scorsese Presents the Blues in record stores now. Great collection. I'm Elwood. This is the House of Blues Radio Hour, and we are remembering Robert Palmer this week. His last album, Drive, included a song written by Keb Moe. And I spoke with Robert Palmer earlier in the year. Now, unlike his earlier records, Drive was self-produced. I asked him why he made the switch to having this confidence in himself to pull off the production.
That's half the point, you know, using your experience. I mean, this must be my 25th release or something. You take advantage of how to get from the sort of vague inspiration to the end product in the shortest time possible and not get tied up with the technology and kind of like try and transcend what you're doing. So the more you do it, the more fun it is because you're not concerned that somebody else has messed it up.
Robert, all but one of the songs on Drive are covers of blues songs, some famous and some more obscure. How did you choose the material?
Well, initially, I picked about 50 because I thought they'd be fun to sing, but I cut a lot of them out because I can't claim the distinction of having the blues. I don't. So the idea was to, like, find some upbeat approach and just use the form. Not comic, but lighthearted at least. So, you know, most of the songs have got this twist on them. You know, the only sort of authentic bluesy thing on the whole record is that I Need Your Love So Bad.
Robert Palmer doing justice to Little Willie John's soul standard, I Need Your Love So Bad. That is from Robert Palmer's final album, Drive, released in the spring of 2003. Mr. Palmer passed away in September, very suddenly, and at a very young age. I'm Elwood, and we will return with more of our historic interview with Robert Palmer when your House of Blues Radio Hour continues.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I'm calling all folk everywhere to listen to the House of Blues Radio Hour, because it is the source of the funk.
Robert Palmer singing Crazy Cajun Cakewalk Band from what turned out to be his final CD, a blues-oriented record called Drive. I'm Elwood Blues. This is your House of Blues Radio Hour. We were lucky enough to talk with Robert Palmer before his premature and untimely death. I asked him about a record he made early in his career, Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley. The album was recorded in New Orleans and featured the Meters and Little Feet with the great Lowell George. Here's what he said about that great project.
I don't know how I came across Little Feet and the Meters in the early 70s, but for me, they were like where it was at, you know. They were just so funky. And so I made a proposition to my manager that I had these songs that I'd written, and I played them and said, okay, I want to cut these songs this way here with these guys. You know, I was basically shooting the breeze. 3 days later, he sent me a plane ticket. So it was really, you know, sink or swim. and that was Sneaking Sally Through the Alley in 1974, and it was just an absolute delight. And we cut a lot more stuff together, and also the Meters, I took them out on the road. I would show up in places in Louisiana, and I'd be the opening act for them, and it was all marvelous. And so, consequently, to have this history and also have a hot new hit record is, as you'd imagine, very rewarding.
Robert Palmer with, you know, you got to agree, one of the funkiest rock songs ever recorded, Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley, the title cut from his 1974 release. And Palmer was joined there by New Orleans' own The Meters. I'm Elwood. This is the House of Blues Radio Hour. And the album was recorded in that most musical of the 50 states, Louisiana.
Jammin' Jambalaya. It's the sounds of Louisiana on the House of Blues Radio Hour.
Ah, the sounds of Louisiana is brought to you by the original Louisiana hot sauce. It goes with just about anything. It is the South's favorite shade of red. When we spoke with Robert Palmer earlier this year, we asked him how he first got introduced to the sounds of Louisiana.
My introduction to Louisiana was the Meters in 1972. And I just figured that there must be something intricate going on down there. So I got myself a plane ride and hooked up with the Meters at Seaside Studios. And it was an ideal situation because the music expresses the place perfectly. Sure, it's laid back, but it's really, really intricate and very old-fashioned. In the best kind of way, it's full of manners, a taste for the best, and funk. And I'm talking about syncopation. And all you vets, party on.
The Meters, of course, one of the state's finest with Give It What You Can. That is from the Meters Anthology. Now that's a great 2-CD set from Rhino Records. You have been listening to The Sounds of Louisiana, brought to us by the original Louisiana hot sauce. It enhances the flavor without overpowering the taste. It's yummy on everything from soup to nuts, crawdads to crab cakes. You know what to look for, don't you? The red dot. The red dot means it is red hot. I'm Elwood, and we have been paying tribute to Robert Palmer this week on the House of Blues Radio Hour. He played with the Meters back in the 70s, and he enthusiastically embraced all kinds of music, including the blues, which, of course, is featured prominently on his final album. Turned out to be his last record, released earlier this year, and it's called Drive. We do miss Robert Palmer. He was an elegant guy who loved to live life to the fullest. But his music will live on, and that video, who can forget it? When we return, a little bit of the secret history of rock and roll and a chance for you to win a piece of it.